Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, October 22nd. I am your host, Nathaniel Baker. Steve Brown is on vacation today. Our top stories today: never-ending stimulus talks, Tesla shares rally after earnings call, and crypto confidence. Leading today's news: while stimulus negotiations between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin continue today, U.S. stock futures fell 0.3% overnight amid increasing talk of a vote after the election. On the economic calendar, initial jobless claims are likely to drop to 860,000 for the week ending October 17th. That is down from almost 900,000 the prior week, but still well above the pre-pandemic record of 695,000. Earnings season is also heating up, with third quarter results expected from AT&T, Coca-Cola, Intel, American Airlines, and Southwest, among others. Don't forget the last presidential debate tonight. Investors will be on the lookout for possible surprises as President Trump locks horns with Democratic nominee Joe Biden at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Tesla stuck to its delivery target of 500,000 vehicles this year, calling Model Y and Shanghai production key factors in hitting the mark. Shares rose over 3% in the after hours to around $436 on this forecast, after also receiving a boost from the electronic vehicle maker's fifth consecutive quarterly profit. CEO Elon Musk also gave additional details on the full self-driving beta rollout, production ramp, and the company's future robo-taxi system. In other news, crypto confidence. In competition with Square service that allows users to buy and hold Bitcoin, PayPal has introduced a new service that enables customers to buy, hold, and sell cryptocurrency directly from their PayPal accounts. In addition, PayPal signaled plans to increase crypto's utility by making it available as a funding source for purchases at its $26 million merchants. PayPal shares closed 5.5% higher on this news yesterday, while Bitcoin itself recorded similar gains. It's now trading at around 12,800, which is the highest level in over 2 months. Vaccine trials resume. News yesterday about the death of a volunteer in AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine trial in Brazil sent that pharma company's shares lower, though organizers suggested that the deceased man did not end up receiving the vaccine. U.S. trials of vaccines made by AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson are expected to restart as soon as this week, according to Operation Warp Speed Chief Manchef Slaoui. Temporary pauses in vaccine studies are not uncommon, especially given the size and speed of the trials. Opioid settlement. Privately held Purdue Pharma, the corporate poster child of the opioid epidemic, has agreed to pay $8.3 billion to settle federal probes of how it marketed pain pill OxyContin. The figure is largely symbolic since the company's assets are valued well below that amount, but members of the billionaire Sackler family will make an immediate $225 million payment to the government, while the company will pay another $250 million after the bankruptcy is concluded. According to court records, the remaining amount owed by Purdue will be counted toward the company's payouts to its creditors. Joni Ive is designating the future of Airbnb. Laying off about a quarter of its workforce earlier this year after getting hammered by the coronavirus pandemic, Airbnb is looking to bring some fresh talent on board. Silicon Valley icon Johnny Ive, the longtime head of design at Apple, he left in 2019 after 27 years at the company, will be collaborating with Airbnb on a multi-year deal The goal of this is to design the next generation of Airbnb products and services. The deal comes ahead of an Airbnb IPO, which is expected before year's end, and will likely be one of the biggest public debuts of 2020. McAfee goes public again. The cybersecurity giant marks its return to Wall Street this morning at a time when demand is strong for protective software due to the remote work study trends brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. McAfee was a public company before Intel bought it for $7.7 billion in 2011. It later sold a majority stake to private equity firm TPG. McAfee will begin trading on the NASDAQ under ticker MCFE. It has priced its IPO at $20 a share and raising $740 million in the process for a valuation of $8.6 billion. Facebook dating comes to Europe. Facebook is finally launching its dating service in 32 European countries after an earlier Valentine's Day debut was put on ice due to privacy concerns under GDPR rules. Since launching in the US in September last year, as well as in 20 other countries, Facebook Dating claims that the platform has generated 1.5 billion matches. It's also completely free to use, with no premium offering, unlike other dating services such as Tinder and Hinge. Bumble and Happn also have the premium offerings. That didn't take long. The UK and the EU are restarting talks over a post-Brexit trade deal. This is less than a week after Boris Johnson suspended the discussions. A speech by EU Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier was credited for breaking the impasse, where the EU had to accept once and again that it was dealing with an independent and sovereign country and that any agreement would need to be consistent with that status. Close quote. Intensive talks will kick off today with the goal of reaching an agreement by mid-November. As of about 7 o'clock this morning, shares are flat. The Dow and S&P flat. Gold is down about 0.5%. Crude oil is up about 1%. On today's economic calendar, initial jobless claims are released at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.